Is it true? We're getting a donation?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Turn it off, Jess. Turn it off.
I called it in a few weeks ago during Alan Skerritt's show. And I'm writing
worked.
This check right
it
now.
Worked.
My hand
it
is
worked,
troubled.
Folks.
The chicken is here in the misery and pain of that poor innocent creature.
It worked.
Made me come out of my procrastination.
There you
and
go.
And I'm writing a check right now.
Oh, boy. Thank goodness.
You heard it here, folks.
It
don't happened. Procrastinate.
Pam.
Don't procrastinate.
Or you'll hear more chicken. More
and
chicken.
I'm putting it out there.
Oh.
Here it is.
697-7400.
Please.
518-697-7400.
Whew, that was rough.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's all right.
697-7400.
Sometimes you gotta bring out the big guns, you know what I mean? And now we got a donation.
Imagine just as far as we'll go to get that money.
Did we introduce our guest yet, Ellen?
No, we didn't. We were too busy
hitting her up for money.
It's coming through.
Pamela Badilla is here, and
I'm writing a check right now as we speak.
She is not only a guest, but she is now a
contributor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing it during our program.
Yes, although I did pledge during my brother Alan Skerritt program, but all you are sisters and brothers, this is the most wonderful experience, this radio station. I remember many, many years ago going down to the Germantown farm, having those events, and Kaya organizing fundraising and skill sharing and all that. And the years, it was 6 years now?
Yeah.
Incredible. I remember when we did the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 in Catskill at the center, and we opened it and it began broadcasting. It was such an exciting and empowering moment. We realize now everybody will be able to communicate with everybody else. Just think about 78,000 potential listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know. And then online, worldwide.
I know.
I could talk to my daughter in Paris. I mean, listening to the radio station, we could say, look, did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it. We heard it all together on WGXC.org.
Many members of your family have been on this.
Oh, my goodness. And I like to hear, because young Paris, my son, has a new video coming out tomorrow. He's signed, of course, you know, with Rock Nation.
I know.
And
Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z's company. And Lady Moon has a new video out. It's so lovely. It's called Love, in fact. So I'm very, very proud of them. But I'm telling you, a lot of that happened through, realistically, this community of Hudson really embracing art. I mean, Jason's, we used to go up there and have performances. We used to Spotty Dog and all around Muddy Cup. But now it's, of course, Rev. They got
Half
around.
Moon.
They made the effort. They
yep.
did the work. And now you see it's resulting.
It's
the same way as paying off this radio station. All the work, putting it together, it's worth us keeping this investment. I was thinking of saying keeping the faith, because we had a lot of faith to get this going. People believed in it. People struggled, worked hard. You know, I did the pounding the pavements, going around, recruiting people's donations door to door, business to business, really putting in the work because they had faith. And we still have faith, or we wouldn't be here 6 years. And it's important to keep that faith so that we could have discussions in town hall, hearing what happened. I couldn't make it to the meeting, but I can listen because somebody went in there and took the time to record it. Or I can hear different points of view.
There you go.
I might discover that we're not that different after all. And it's so much about the music. I love music from around the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When Tony Fallon comes in with that Irish stuff, I'm in my house dancing.
Really?
I like it. I like listening to country music. I like those stories. I like to hear ballads. I like to listen to music from all around the world. And I like to hear people talk about things that are on their mind from all over the world. So I listen to the Sunday all day long. I'm just like going around the world on Sundays. So this radio station is exciting. It's like the kind of thing that makes me feel like if we don't maintain it, what are we thinking? What would you do without it? What are we thinking, people? So
people would miss it if it were not here.
We should be missing it already. Because if we don't get the money, that's the reality that we have to start to look at.
Right.
If we don't get the money to keep it going, then we will risk losing it. And we can't let that happen. So people, please, 697-7400. Put your money where your heart is. If you live the radio station, if you love it,
that's it.
And you listen to it,
put your money where your heart is.
And keep it going. Put your money where your heart is and keep the faith.
Because if you're listening, you should be contributing.
You should be down.
And
the $5, $10, I put a
Can
little
I call
bit,
you know, Pam?
Yeah, I like Badilla.
Okay.
My husband specifically asked me to use the family name because I'm the clan mother.
Mm-hmm.
So Badilla is our clan.
So you mean you like Badilla. To be called Badilla?
I like to be called Badilla.
Okay.
And also, you know, I came here to talk about something called...
Well, that's what I was going to just mention.
Yes, I want to show you this lovely picture that young...
Speaking of world music...
We're having a celebration of Congo because the Library Programming Committee has been scheduling many, many wonderful events. But in consideration of the cultures represented here in Hudson, we're having these programs. The Bangladesh community came out mm-hmm. with it, and we're going to be having all around the town. People have something to come up with. They'll have a cultural distinction they want recognized and appreciated.
And there will be food.
This thing on Saturday, celebration of Congo. So we're going to celebrate the country of my husband's origin, Elombe, one of the founders of the National Ballet of Congo. We're going to be having the performance of Data Data, International Folkloric Theater, our family-based company. We will perform original repertoire from the original National Ballet of Congo, the Ballet National du Congo, which was the Ballet Diabwa, and when the independence came in, it became the National Ballet. We will be performing some of that repertoire, which is not performed now. And when our family went to the Congo in 2011, we performed that. People were in the audience crying because they hadn't seen it in so long. So we're going to be doing that. We'll be talking about some of the events that are going on there. We'll be talking, you know, telling stories and having little drumming dance workshops and having a sense of celebration with orchestral Congolese music and, of course, the food. We'll be having lots of food.
Congolese music predate the colonization of Congo, or is it a mixture of the French influence as well?
Well, to be clear about it, all over the continent of Africa, music predates colonialism.
Sure.
It's part of the inherent culture and the integrity of each region, because they weren't countries as they were cut mm-hmm. up into later. That was the part of the inherent way of engaging with the spiritual and mystical rapport between people and their nature. And so music is part of the rituals of giving thanks and appreciation even asking for protection and asking for our crops to be healthy and looking for our children to be healthy. Music is part of all ritualistic
sure.
engagements in nature. So it's part of who we are and who African people all over the continent and even in the diaspora. Music is inherently a part of our communication with our environment. So it predates all anybody else coming in, invading, colonizing, enslaving. That was very, very much so. And you can even see... which is very not well known, some of the influence of African music and art in cultures like in Cuba. You hear the rumba of Cuba is based in music of Congo, a lot of it. And you also hear if you listen to or read Dr. Van Sertima's wonderful testimonial, they came before Columbus. You'll learn about Mansa Musa's expeditions here. I mean, well before Columbus came over to the Arawaks and decimated mm-hmm. that culture. So lots of things could be translated through music and understanding about people through the antiquity of their story.
And Pamela, is your family going to be there? Family is going to be there, huh?
I even convinced young Paris to come in and do a little bit of that time with us before he has to rush back to the city for a performance that very night. Because he's doing London and Paris and all this stuff. And now he's going to be around. All of them. Lady Moon will be around. They'll be performing.
Great.
Lumingu Night, which is the ensemble of the three sisters. They'll be doing their acoustic presentation in homage to their father, Elombe Mobali Atembe, who is one of the founders of the esteemed National Ballet of Congo. And, you know, other than that presentation, which I hope people come from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, it's free, it's open to the public, and it will be an expression of... But more or less the upside of Congo. We're not going to go very, very deeply into some of the other issues there.
During the colonial period, were these expressions suppressed?
They were forbidden.
Forbidden.
In fact, there were such horrific repressions such as to deter people from even speaking their own language. People were forced to go to school. And from my husband's recollection, there's a thing they call la symbole. The symbol would be to take a preserved can of like what you use maybe for the condiments, and they'll put human feces in there and make you wear it around your neck as a symbol that's what your language represents. You can't speak your language or you have to wear that. And you have to try to find somebody else who's speaking Lari or Lingala, and you point them out. So then they would have to be the one to wear this repressive symbol. And so that deeply ingrains into you the sense of, you know, your language is not mm-hmm. acceptable. Your language is not worthy. It's not, you know, valuable. And little by little, I always make this statement because I am very strongly influenced by some of the movements about, you know, recovering some of the repressive practices about racism, because I believe race is used as a deterrent to humanity, knowing that we're a world family. But again, it's still a very, very important recognition that you must make, that race has been such a horrible way of putting down an entire culture of people by their music, their song, their gestures. Even our dances were forbidden because the dance of Congo is very sensual, very, you know, you're moving your body, you're moving in your hips. And so it was considered always as a way of some kind of vulgarly animating the body. So it was forbidden. You could be beaten, you know, if you're using, if you're heard or even seen expressing ancestral faith, which is, you know, we call it Zambiampungu, which is God is everything between how far is the sky, space, all to underneath the sea. It's a natural faith base, but to practice it with drumming and all that is forbidden. So you could be killed for that. You could be killed for playing the Elokole, which is a talking drum, and it sends messages. So there's like it's a wooden drum with no skin. They would play it. They have small ones, big ones. And if someone's playing the Elokole, they can play a language, tonality. You know, because it's designed to have like lips, two sides. And if they see the slavers coming, they would play. And that message would be sent to the next forest, and the next village, and the next village. And by the time they got there, they'd find maybe smoldering ashes, but the people would be gone. The same was used during good, happy times to announce the arrival of a king or a dignitary, and you could prepare very well their welcoming. Mm-hmm. But, you know, things happen, and history has a way of doing horrific things, and as well, something came good that we could use language to unite people who at one time would not have spoken the same language, but because now Senegal, Gabon, Niger, Congo, Guinea, and others will be able to communicate in French. That's a very small thing to have good come out of all that bad. But the point is, we have to reinvent ourselves and use what we have to redefine and recapture the grandeur and glory that is African culture. So we're going to be there on Saturday celebrating the beauty
Saturday
and wonder.
At the Hudson Area Hudson Area Library from 2 to 4 this Saturday, March 11th. And it's a Congolese cultural celebration featuring Pamela Badilla and the Badilla family with the dance performed by Diada Diada, an international folkloric theater. But there'll be music. They'll introduce you to the languages. There'll be food. Mm-hmm. That's got Ellen's number on it.
The national dish of Congo, the Mwambanguba, is like a peanut sauce with fish.
Oh, Ellen loves that.
You'll enjoy fish. It. Yep. And I made it for the elders the last time I was in the Congo, and I received recognition that it was well done. So I'm proud of it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good for you.
Now, is there a significant Congolese community in Paris?
There is. And when I lived in Paris for 10 years, where I met my husband and where most of our children were born, we lived among that community. And it's a very, very strong and very close-knit grouping. In fact, in Africa, you have the people from Guinea, Congo, Senegal, a lot of French-speaking countries who were colonized, in which the people now live in France. Mm-hmm. And they have their own distinctive communities, but there's something that comes together, which is just a reality about African people. They know that they are one same people from the same motherland, so they get together and have wonderful engagements. And so, yeah, it was one of the best things about living in France was by living in that community.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. I hate to interrupt you, but that horrible sounds we made earlier.
Oh, that chicken. Oh, my Lord.
Actually got another donation.
See? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You saw how that
from
looked.
Hank Flick, who said, thanks for bringing the weird.
Yeah, my Lord.
He said that was a mashup that reminded him of Brian Eno's Portsmouth Symphonia. Jess, do you have any idea what that refers to?
Specifically, but I bet we could listen to it if we want to.
You're not coming through on that mic for some reason.
I don't know.
But anyway.
I want to make a mention of something very, very dear to me, other than my family. I'm now co-directing an organization for young girls here in Paris in Hudson. It's called Perfect 10 Hudson. If you look at Perfect 10 After School, the original name, you'll see you can go on that website, but we're redesigning the site, and we're making the name more functionally correct, because we're not just an after-school program. It's an out-of-school. We have camp, we have trips, we have all kind of programs. But Perfect 10 After School engages young girls. We have the Sprouts at the intermediate school, the fourth and fifth graders.
How many are there altogether?
We about maybe 45 if you look at all together, because there's some in the middle school and intermediate school, and we have the teens from 6th to 12th grade up in the library, the top floor of the library. That mm-hmm. whole third floor is perfect 10.
Right.
And it's a club. We have aspirations for these girls. We have, you know, goals that they design for themselves, and we help guide them and mentor them toward becoming independent-minded young women. And then, you know, and engaging them in such a way that they can prepare themselves for college, career, and beyond. And so Perfect 10 After School, which you can look up, perfect10afterschool.org, and you can find out more information. But it's really a wonderful organization, only for girls. And if you'd like to have a girl come over there on the third floor, we're there from 3 to 6. You can come and sign up or just take a visit, go on tour, and talk to the girls. I always say, talk to the girls who are already there. They'll tell you what it is that makes them keep coming back.
So you don't enlist girls yourself or take recommendations from teachers?
We take recommendations from teachers, from guidance counselors, from neighbors in the community, from clergy. We'd like to have girls who have a mind connected to what we call our 10 promises. I promise to respect myself, I promise to respect others, to take care of my body, to make, you know, to try new things, make mm-hmm. goals for my future, try as hard as I can, try again when I fail, and then get to know people who are different from me, ask for help when I need it, and then also to help others whenever I can. And the idea of putting all that together, which is the creation of Paula Forman, our founding director, we want to let these young ladies know, we believe in you. We know that there are obstacles. There are, you know, issues that are making it so that you're going through like almost like a minefield towards success. But we're here to help guide and navigate that for you, because we need you to know that we believe in you. You're so strongly part of the story that it has to be a wonderful story. And so we're here to help them to become these aspirationally strong and dynamic and assertive women by offering them so many opportunities to discover the community here, elsewhere. So many people come and volunteer, teaching them like woodworking and pottery and making jewelry and how to put on their makeup so it's not garish. And, you know, all manner of people who are interested in helping uplift them. We have mentoring and internships and people just coming in to bring their personality and their character to show them the example of women who are looking at themselves respectfully and understanding that their place in the world must be one of pride and conviction. And I'm very, very proud to be co-directing that now with Emily Schuett. And we're going forward. It's going to be a wonderful, bright day for young ladies.
Are they performing at the Congolese celebration?
That's what I was going next. Some of my girls are in the percussion ensemble.
Ah.
Because we also have different programs on site other than those that are going away to people's studios. We have a percussion ensemble with Perfect 10. And we will be performing on Saturday. They'll be joining our ensemble for some parts that are not specifically for the ballet to perform. Yeah. I'm very proud of
them. So it all ties together.
Yeah.
The Congolese Cultural Celebration this Saturday mm-hmm. at the Hudson Area Library from 2 to 4. And there'll be young women from the Perfect 10 program. And you're here because you're also a great supporter of the station.
I love this station. I always have. I always will. I believe we should keep the faith. And if you have anything on your mind that you think is worthwhile sharing or expressing, then here's the place you can do it. If
Absolutely.
There's music you like, if there are programs that you'd like to propose, come on in here and bring a programmer. You want to bring information to us that we don't know about, come and learn how to become a reporter. Get a microphone and go out there and listen to it, record it, bring it in, and we can diffuse that to others
so
we can share that.
Jessica right here is going to be at the planning board meeting tonight recording, I believe. Is that true, Jess?
It's true.
Okay. That's how it works.
There you are. I think I see the bus backing up.
I got a big question, though. is Ellen too old for Perfect 10?
Well, she can advise.
I'm already perfect.
You're always a perfect 10 girl.
No, because to me, she's a 9.5. So I was just like,
No.
A perfect 9.5.
Yeah, but no,
I tell the girls that too. I told them you're already perfect. Because somebody said, "How you call yourselves perfect? You feel so and so." I said, "Listen, the idea is not that we are the image of perfection.
Uh-huh.
We are all striving." And I wrote a song. Actually, I would sing it to you if you had more time. I wrote a song for Perfect 10. It's become our chant, and it talks about that because we aspire to perfection, but we are perfect at being who we are. She's perfect at Ellen Thurston.
That's
true. I
was hoping you'd say that because that's what I really wanted
perfect
to get.
Badilla, Pamela Badilla. You know, if you look online, we looked online to see. There's no other Pamela Badilla in the world.
There
are plenty of Ellen Thurston.
They wouldn't be her. But I'm saying we are each perfect at being ourselves. And we need to know that we are unique.
Yeah.
We're not some, you know, some fabricant of clonage. We are somebody who's one of a kind. Now, our aspirations, our dreams, our
like hopes, this radio station.
It's what, that's
this
where I'm
is
going.
A one of a kind place.
She's taking it right out of my
I'm
head.
Sorry.
It's so real. We are a one of a kind station, even as other stations are, you know, community organized and run. And there's something about WGXE, the organic nature of the station, the way it even came to be. Mm. Even our sponsoring station at Wave Farm, all that is WGXC, all those who have come through here have given a legacy to this station, which is a strong and vibrant destiny that we have to keep going on with it. And like I say, keeping the faith means we keep on our belief that this station is rising, getting stronger, getting more vibrant, more dynamic, and it won't go far if we don't keep it on the air. We have to keep the lights on. We have to keep the little bit of staff paid. We have to be able to keep our bills paid by our tower. You know, our required, you know, money that have to go to artists and, you know, royalties. We need to take care of what it is to keep a radio station running. And $20,000 really is not a lot of money when you think about what it all goes to. So if everybody chips in nickels and dimes, you know, we could make it happen. And we have to keep on happening. What I want to say, though, it shouldn't have to be so many times a year that we have to come at you like this. And I know people would rather hear music than me talking to you. But if we could get onto this thing where we call sustaining donors and then a $5 or $10 or $15, $20, however much dollar you want to offer monthly, do that. You don't have to even think about it. Just have it come out of your checking account regularly, and you can just be giving, giving without even thinking about it. You hear the radio, you're just like, yeah, I know I'm giving, because as I speak, they're pulling it out of my checking account. But yeah, you want that to happen because you want to be part of it. You want to be down with this. You want to be on board.
If you gave $5 a month, you'd have given $60 by the end.
That's what I'm talking about. You don't even think about it. But how much of this $5, $10 do we spend wastefully without thinking about it? Here you could invest in something that you know is worthwhile.
697-7400 in the 518 area code.
Don't let them get that chicken. Please don't let them get
that chicken. Oh, yeah, we'll bring it back.
I walked in here and saw that poor thing suffering. I was trembling and shaking as I wrote my check because I said, I know I promised the money.
Tom had to go to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on the chicken. That was pretty...
Yeah, that was not pleasant.
Please, friends, neighbors, make the call and make that money come on through here. Thank you very, very, very much for this opportunity to be
thank you for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, we've been talking to Pam Badilla, and she and her family and the Diada Dance Company will be performing this Saturday, mm-hmm. March 11th, from 2 to 4 at the Hudson Area Library. It's part of their larger project to have various... ethnic groups represented in the community. Would you have anything in the future coming up?
Actually, this is very... I'd like to have... I want to see Polish people come out here. I love to jump a polka. I want to hop a polka with you.
Oh, and the food is great.
And the food, man. And I want to hear from the Italian community. I already went to the church and spoke to the Haitian community about coming out. Mm. I want to hear from the Ukrainian people. Mm. And anybody, any group that has a pride and conviction of celebrating their cultural heritage, we want to have you come on over to the library and represent that. We're going to have a few of them a year, maybe four a year. So we need to know who you are, how to contact you, and plan this so that we can get a little bit of that recognition and appreciation so your neighbors in Hudson can know who you are and understand you. And that's how people begin to appreciate each other, by being exposed to these wonderful things that just music and song and dance, and, oh, my Lord, food, help you realize and learn to love somebody. You know, my Mexican people, my Jamaican people, come on out here and share your culture so we can celebrate it. And on Saturday, everybody's Congolese, because you're going to come out there and dance with us and enjoy Congolese food and the music and just be with an ensemble of a family. There's not a lot of Congolese people out here, but Badilla will bring it out. What do they say? The kids say, we're going to turn it up.
Well, thank you.
And people,
again,
keep the faith. Keep the faith. Get that money coming in here. Please call 697-7400 and make it rain.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that definitely gets
thank you, Pam. We've been talking to Pamela Badilla, in case you missed the introduction.